We are in Hilchas Yantif and Simen Tav Kuf. We're up to Simen Tav Kuf Aleph. We'll be doing the first three Sifim. Ein mevakim eitzim min hakoresh she'omdim lebinyan. Someone who wants to cook on Yantif, so we take for granted, you just use the gas. In those days, you had to go chop wood. So you can't go and take wood from a beam that you expected to use for construction. Why is that? This is muktzah machmas chasarim kis, meaning it is something that was set aside to be used for malacha and for malacha only. V'lo mikoresh shenishbar b'yantif, as well as not a pillar that was part of a building and broke on yantif, because when yantif came in, it was not menamuchan. This was not something that you planned on using. It was not a keli. Afilu imhoisa ru'ua me'erev yantif v'krov alihishover. Even though before Yantiv it looked like it may break. Avlam Nishbra Me'erev Yantiv, what happens if it actually broke an Erev Yantiv? So when Yantiv came in, it was no longer a pillar. Imiev Shalah Sika below Bikua. So the halach is it is not Mukta, but if you cannot use it without chopping it, Mavakim Imenu Chatichas Gedolas, you're allowed to go and chop big pieces out of it. Now, so the halach is that with regard to the ones that were not Roy, anything that before Yantiv you didn't expect to use because you either were holding on to it for construction or already it was built into your building. So the halach is that is muktzah machmas chasarim kis. It is usur not only to use for firewood, but it is also usur to move even litzara gufo makomo, even if you want to use it or its place. In the case of, now this is muktzah according to everybody. Even the one that doesn't hold of muktzah on yantif, if you're dealing with a case of something that fell down, it was built into the building, that's a case of nolad, and nolad we all hold of on yantif. Now, going further, what happens if it broke on erev yantif? So there we say that it wasn't muktzah when yantif came in, and you're allowed to use it. But you can only chop it into big pieces, not into smaller ones. V'lo yivakel lo b'kardim, v'lo b'magel, v'lo b'megira. You should not be using an axe, a sickle, or a saw. Ela b'kupitz, says the Ramah, pir sakin shel katzavim. You can use only a butcher's knife. V'yesh osim bo beiz roshin. Some have it that it's got two heads, meaning that the handle is in the middle, and very much like an axe, on either side of it there's a blade. And therefore it's do maktzas l'kardim. Uvitzar ha-kotzer shalo, you can only use the short side, not the long one. Avalo b'tzar ha-rochav. V'yesh mi shosur afilu b'kupitz. There are those who say don't even use that, not even a butcher's knife. V'fishenon u'bikiyin mahu. We're not sure what the kupitz of Chazal really was. For v'tiru elo b'sakin, according to this day, you can only use a knife. You cannot use anything other than a knife to chop. Now the halacha is that since you're only chopping the big pieces which are absolutely necessary, and you're not using a regular the keli that's ready that's the regular way of doing it, it's a shinui and Chazal were matir it. This is even though you could have done it before yantif, the halacha is that Chazal were matir derech shinui. Lahalacha, we are knowing in a case where it's nogeda chop firewood that you can only use a knife or by hand to break it by hand. Siv beis eitzim gedolim ktsas v'ruim la'asaka below bikua, wood that is slightly big, but it's possible to use without chopping it. Lo yivakei aklal, Chazal were not matir there altogether for you to chop it. V'afil l'shavrim biyad yesh mishol, so even to break it by hand, there's some huaser. Now, if you're breaking it into small pieces, the iser is tochen. If you're breaking it into large pieces, the halach is that it's also because of tirchi yisera. The Mishnah Brura says that the medaktikim, not only do they not chop wood on yantif, they don't chop wood on Chol HaMoed either. They do all of their chopping before yantif so that they will not have to spend Chol HaMoed chopping wood because it's a zilzal of Chol HaMoed. Gimalei mevi'in eitzim min asada afilu hayu mechunosim sham me'erev. Aval megaviv hu misada mishalfanav. You're not allowed to bring wood from the fields, from the forest, even though they were sitting there on Erev Yantif. But what you're allowed to do is pick up the ones that are in front of you. V'chein b'chotz alokeach mofanav. U'madlik sham, and you go and light it over there. And that what does that mean? Near where you're going to cook, you go ahead and you light it where you're going to cook. You're allowed to actually carry from you're allowed to take the stuff from your Rishus HaYachid, even though it's a Rishus HaYachid that would not be matir carrying on Shabbos. You're allowed to take the stuff from there. As long as it's surrounded by something of offense, it should be tochatchum. And if not, then the halach is that it's mukta. Now, what's this iser? What's wrong with collecting wood? It's uvde dechol. If you're talking about wood that's all over the place, it's also because of ma'amer. To go ahead and take stuff that's strewn all over the place and then put it together and make it into one neat pile, where you give it a new, it has a new form. It now becomes a unit. In such a case, you're chayef from ma'amer, and even if it's not spread out, we make a gzeira otu ma'amer. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to go ahead and light in the field, or the Ramah said in the chatzar. The Marshal and the Bach are machmer. They say even there you shouldn't do this. Now, la halacha, we hold that anything that's close to the city, it's tochat tchum, doesn't even need a fence around it. As long as you, if you expected to use the wood before yantiv, the halacha is that that's going to be mutter, and if not, that it's muktzah. Now, what exactly this iser where Chazal gave it a din muktza, lemaisa, because Chazal gave it a din of muktza, so there it will not help you. It will not help you if you say before yantiv that you want to use it. Chazal said you can't take from outside because of tirchi yisera, and they made it ki'ilu it's muktza. There are some who hold that it's not a takanas chazal, but it's a metzias, that you're mesiach das, you don't think about this. The nafkamina will be, if you did think about it, beferish beforehand. If it's a gzera, it's a gzera anyway, whereas if it's simply a matter of your having been mesiach das from it, there you will not have been mesiach das.